Hello. Good morning. It's 11:38 a.m. And I'm just getting up. I would have got up earlier, but it's Columbus Day. It's a holiday. Take it easy. You know? I was going to not record today because it's Columbus Day when I was, oh, it's a holiday weekend. But I didn't record a show last week one day for no reason at all. So I figured I could record on Columbus Day. Since I don't even remember when I worked a regular job, did I get off Columbus Day? Maybe. It feels like, is school out? Maybe school's out and there's like post office closed and then like some jobs may, but I think most jobs you gotta go to work. So this past weekend at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton was good. It was a fun time. It was not packed houses or anything, but the shows were real fun and the audiences were good. Except there was this one, the Friday night show. There was a couple there. They were like 60 at least, like 60 years old and drunk, just fucking hammered, and they wouldn't shut up. And they're tables right next to the stage. I kept on trying to quiet them down. And I'm like, dude, I understand. I've been drunk. I know that it's hard. But you guys gotta chill. And then they just kept getting a little drunker and like and then getting belligerent and just and louder. And then I see the audience is like looking at them, and I had to be like, dude, can you guys go sit in the back? It's not like there's no seats. You know, there was still seats. Why don't you go sit in the... And then he was mad that I did that. And then it became a thing. And then they had to kick him out. They kicked them both out. But they probably woke up next day. Like, oh, we had a great time. We were fucking shit-faced at a comedy show. And the comedian kept talking to us. Because we were like the most fun couple. And then we came home and passed out. We just drove home drunk. I'm assuming they. I'm sure they drove the. Maybe they had the foresight to Uber around. I always just assume everybody in the suburbs just drives drunk as shit all the time. Cause like it takes a while for Uber to show up around there, and they just do it. They've been doing it their whole lives. But some people can just drive drunk. I know people that can just drive drunk. I couldn't. I don't suggest people do it. If you're a youngster, or don't know your limitations. But yeah, no, it's not a good idea. I'm not pro drunk driving. I'm just saying I've known some talented people in my life. All right, let's look at the fucking news. Columbus, Ohio will not observe Columbus Day. Yeah, fuck Columbus. He's a motherfucker. I live near Columbus Avenue. You follow that down, there's a big statue of Christopher Columbus in Columbus Circle. So maybe they got to start rethinking that shit. Huh? What do we... Maybe change it to director Chris Columbus of Home Alone 2. You know, celebrate Home Alone 2 lost in New York. Here, Columbus Circle. Or is there another Columbus? You know, there's I can't think of one. I can't even think of another famous Christopher. I'm drawing a blank. Who's I can't think of one famous Christopher. Chris Pine. There you go. Have a nice statue of Chris Pine. Then you just don't have to, you know. But you still have Columbus. You got to change the signs for Columbus. Yeah, you got to go with director Chris Columbus. Because now you have... we act like... Well, we... No, of course it wasn't referencing that terrible man. That explorer who didn't discover a fucking thing. Because there was people here. Right? All right. Well, that's the thing about Christopher Columbus. He was a piece of shit, but he got a holiday. But here's the thing about every year on that holiday, everybody just talks about what a piece of shit he was. And I think that that's an appropriate thing to happen for other people. Maybe they'll be like, you still go to work, not a holiday, but like a Trump day where everybody just stops and remembers what a fucking fuck the guy was. I would vote for that if that was like an amendment or whatever you call that. I'm sorry I talked about Trump. I made the mistake of looking at Twitter when I woke up before I started the show. I was like, oh, pick up the phone, scroll. And I was like, you know what? I should just be recording. I should record fresh. Climate report, scientists politely urge, act now, idiots. This is the BBC reporting this. So did the climate scientists say idiots? Because if they said that, no. Be polite. Final call to save the world from catastrophe. Well, at least when it all goes to shit, you can text one of your conservative friends or relatives and say, told you. And they'll be like, yeah, I know, I didn't believe it. I believed Brian Kilmeade on Fox News. He told me it was bullshit, so I just followed that. I won't talk about politics. I gotta stop talking about politics. It just gets me riled up. Well, they're getting rid of those straws at Starbucks soon. That might help. 6 cases of rare polio-like illness diagnosed in children in Minnesota. Whoa, man. We're getting polio back? That sounds like some end time shit. Is that because they're not... Oh, you don't get... Nobody gets polio vaccine. I didn't get no polio vaccine. Are we going to start getting polio vaccined? Well, I ain't going to Minnesota for a while till they figure it out. Maybe it's something that's specific to that region. You know, they got all those lakes. Everybody there is always jumping in a gross lake. Maybe that's how they got it. I stay out of the fucking still water. You know what I mean? Leaked Apple memo sparks fears over crackdown on device repairs. Well, I'm not afraid. Take it to the Apple store. Don't go to those fucking weirdos. You trust those kiosks? I don't trust those. The Apple store. I know. It's the whole fucking hell of having an iPhone. It's like, I tried having an Android phone. It's fucking garbage. You got to have an iPhone. They're going to own you because you have an iPhone. And just take it there. They'll try to... Those fucking kiosk people don't know what's going on, man. Maybe they do. I don't know. I've never fucked with them. I've taken it to the Apple store. And they're dicks. And I don't like them, but that's what I do. And I've never cracked the iPhone screen. Well, my current iPhone has a deep nick. But I ain't no crack. And it's fucking tiny. But I've never busted a screen. And I don't even mind jinxing myself by saying that. My day might come. It might. But I'm vigilant. All right. We'll do one more story and then we'll end this wonderful, very mediocre Columbus Day episode. Comedian Cat Williams arrested in Portland. Poor Cat Williams. I don't know him. I never met him. I think he's funny. He seems to have demons that make me like him. You know, when it's it's okay. You can appreciate some of these demons when you don't have to deal with them. That couple that got kicked out of the comedy club on Friday, they had demons. I didn't want to deal with those demons. So maybe if you know Cat Williams, those demons aren't as like romantic as they are to me, you know. But I hope he does fucking get his shit together. So to you, Cat Williams, I say hang in there, buddy. I think you'll get on the other side of this, and you're a talented, funny man. So, and you too, whoever's listening, you'll get past your demons if you have some kind of, if you're having some kind of issue with addiction, hang in there. Take this Columbus Day to discover yourself. See you tomorrow. We love you.